This knocking feels dreadful, disloyal, dangerous. Most of us fight it and try to avoid answering the door as long as possible. If we welcome the intruder of doubt or dissatisfaction or new questions in, it feels like the end of faith for us, not the beginning of a new stage. Even when stage four knocks, stage three usually only lets go after a fight. My background. I've seen this pattern play out in my own life. I was brought up in a very conservative Christian group. For most people in this group, the world was created in 6 24-hour periods, less than 10,000 years ago. Species did not evolve, but were formed from clay by the literal hands of God. Adam and Eve literally ate a literal forbidden fruit, and that one act explains literally everything that is wrong with the world today. Noah's flood covered every square inch of planet Earth. All other religions, including most Christian denominations, were simply wrong. From the devil, many hell-bound. Women must never speak in church, although they may sing and teach children, and should let their husbands rule the home. Philosophy and science were evil. Studying them was a waste of time, or worse, compared to studying the Bible. For that reason, higher education was often suspect. Why get all that godless learning when the world is going to end any day, anyway? Now, before you react too strongly, let me say that there were many wonderful people, my parents among them, in the church of my childhood, exactly the kind of people you would want for your boss, employee, neighbor, fishing buddy, or golf partner. The sincerity of devotion and genuine neighborliness of many of the saints there was among the most beautiful and poignant I've ever seen. Let me also say that the dogmatism of many secular families, in opposite ways, of course, can be just as fundamentalist as the devotion of religious families. But let me also say that this kind of environment was impossible for a boy of my reflective temperament. There wasn't room there for a person like me. Stage one doubt. I am by nature a questioner. I can't help it. I have a built-in urge to ask questions, and to me, experts earn their credibility by their willingness to be tested or doubted. In addition, from before first grade, when my dad would sit next to me on the sofa reading books about nature, I have been an incurable book lover. By the time I was in seventh grade, I had memorized the Latin genus and species name of nearly every North American reptile. Not because I was trying to, but simply...